Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Brian Walker joins us. We're looking at Halloween, Christmas, and supply chain issues. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up-to-date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
Nevada Newsmakers Studio is located at the headquarters of the Nevada Trucking Association. Motion and purpose are a truck's greatest virtue.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are always pleased to welcome back to the program Brian Wachter. He is Senior Vice President of Government and Public Affairs for the Retail Association of Nevada. Always a pleasure to have you here, sir.
A pleasure to be here, Sam.
I just got done with an interview with Darren Balaam, who's the Washoe County Sheriff. And I was asking him about the criminal justice reform and what was one of the biggest things that affected the Sheriff's Department. And he was saying that the reforms in limits, in terms of raising the limits for crime in terms of theft, had gone up dramatically. But because the numbers had gone up, it meant that they couldn't go after as many people, so there was more crime. How much crime are you seeing increased in retail with theft because of the rise in those numbers?
Well, we refer to it, Sam, as organized retail crime, and it is a huge and growing problem, especially in Nevada. The Las Vegas market is normally in the top 10 cities in the United States dealing with organized retail crime. These are very sophisticated operations, and we do have concerns that when you raise the felony threshold, you encourage that type of behavior, or you lose a detriment or the ability to maybe stop that type of behavior. The legislature, though, did go ahead and give us the ability to put those individual thefts and accumulate them into one charge. And so you do have the ability to go after them if these are repeat offenders, which is very important. But it is certainly a problem for us then.
All right. We are heading into Halloween, which until I read your report the other day in the Retail Association magazine, I didn't realize just how huge Halloween is for the retail industry. It's huge.
It's huge, Sam. It kicks off kind of our holiday quarter, moving into the fourth quarter. And it is something that a lot of Nevadans, a lot of Americans celebrate in one way or the other. And we see that in those returns.
All right. So we're heading into Christmas and the holiday season, all the variants of Christmas. depending on what you like to follow. And supply chain is a phrase that every American is now familiar with, even if they don't totally understand it. What are you guys recommending? Because it seems to me that the minute that Costco put out a press release saying that they were going to limit the supply of how many rolls of toilet paper you could buy, that there was suddenly panic buying again. What's the balance between saying to people, okay, you should probably do your Christmas shopping a little earlier this year, but do you also look at it and go, but take what you can get because maybe what you want isn't going to be there in time for Christmas?
Well, I think that's the million-dollar question right now we have, Sam, is what products are going to have made it through the multitude of supply chain bottlenecks between when they're produced and where they're produced and to our shelves. We are going to have product. We're going to have inventory. But you're exactly right. There could be a chance that the one particular product you're looking for, or maybe it's an iteration of a product, you're looking for a blue one, and those tend to be scarce. Those are going to be the types of shortages that we expect Nevadans to see moving into the holiday season.
All right. So they're talking at this point that some of this is going to get smoothed out by 2022. Do you concur with that?
We have strong expectations that we should be able to smooth out the supply chain in the next, 6 months or so. So I do think early 22 is a good barometer for that, barring no upticks or another wave of COVID. That would certainly set us back. But Sam, the supply chain is used to dealing with these high capacity challenges during one time of the year, right? When we normally head into the holiday season. We've been running at this speed since the beginning of the pandemic. And that's what's caught up to us at multiple levels, multiple failures, multiple challenges. And so we've been running the same high capacity holiday schedule for the last, 18 months. And that's certainly starting to show and where we're having some of these transportation challenges.
All right. How are you doing as far as employees? Because let's face it, if somebody's working in retail or somebody's working in the restaurant business on the front line, I think it's up to all of us to be as nice and kind and thankful to all of these people as we can possibly be. But you normally ramp up significantly for the holiday period. How is that looking?
Retailers of all shapes and sizes have been doing a lot over the last couple of months to make sure that we are providing benefits and packages that will encourage employees to come work at our locations, both in the warehouse and those frontline positions that you're talking about, free college tuition, increases in base pay, bonuses, the promise of overtime hours heading into this holiday season. One of the other ways the labor challenge, has been addressed to a certain extent is offering a lot more hours to current staff who are maybe usually limited to the number of hours that they can work in trying to fill some of those open positions. It's a challenge, and it's one of several challenges, Sam, that the supply chain is currently undertaking.
Okay, what are the biggest ones that we haven't brought up yet?
Well, we have a shortage, mentioned in restaurants, retail, but the shortage in transportation and in trucking. We've got a backlog from cargo ships that need to unload at the Port of L.A. But once they do unload at the Port of L.A., we've got cargo containers that are just sitting for weeks at a time because we can't get them from the Port of L.A., change their modal of transportation, and then on into the inland ports. And so that's a current bottleneck. I would suggest that one of the other issues is that China and the United States have a different definition of how they're dealing with COVID. For instance, China is under a zero policy. So when they have one case in a particular area, they will shut that down, which is what happened in the case of several Chinese ports over the last month. Whereas the United States is willing to live with a little bit more of an endemic COVID situation. And so when those Chinese ports close because of lack of energy, which has been the case, or COVID restrictions, that's going to send just a whiplash effect through the supply chain. And so it's things like that are still causing issues. Another interesting thing is that we're out of literally cargo containers. There's some need to be able to get more supply of cargo containers, but at the same time, empty cargo containers are leaving the ports in the United States and going back to their Asian ports empty, And that's causing problems for the American export side, and particularly our farmers who can't source those container ships to go back. And so there are a multitude of issues that are currently underpinning what's going on in the supply chain.
And I had not heard that one, that the return journey is going back empty, which doesn't make any sense at all.
No, in fact, there's a new bill in Congress, the Ocean Shipping Reform Act, which we haven't updated our maritime laws in this realm since 1998. And so that was just introduced bipartisan legislation from, I think, Congressman Johnson of South Dakota and Congressman Garamendi of California. And that will hopefully alleviate part of that problem, as well as making shipping and late fees more stable. And so that smaller retailers, smaller companies that are sourcing them are able to withstand some of the some of those price increases. And so we have a lot of hope that bill can get signed by the president and alleviate some of those problems.
What about the idea, because you're able to see this when factories are told by the government, you've got to stop producing cars, now you got to produce tanks. Is there any possibility that the National Guard, for example, they have truck drivers, they have the ability to move things. Is there any discussion within the retail industry of getting the National Guard involved in helping with the supply chains?
You know, the National Guard was a huge instrumental help at the beginning of the pandemic, as they have been throughout the entire process. But we haven't used them in that capacity. And I am not aware of any conversations happening about using them in that capacity. I think you saw President Biden doing what he can from the federal government to help smooth out the supply chain. But at the end of the day, it's a private sector organism, and that's where the solution is going to have to come from.
Changing topics here to another business that you guys are very much involved in, which is retail pharmacies. We've really seen over the last year or so and going forward that the pharmacies have become a much greater adjunct to the medical profession. So if you want your COVID booster shot, you're going to the pharmacy. You don't have to go to the health department now. The flu shots have obviously been given that way for years. But are we seeing COVID pushing this change to expand the role of the pharmacist just going more rapidly because of everything that's occurred?
I think you're spot on, Sam. I mean, utilizing pharmacies and pharmacists who are doctors, they have an extensive education in these types of fields, to access healthcare in areas that are traditionally underserved. It's something that was certainly taking place before the pandemic. And we are, you know, very proud to see how pharmacies have stepped up during this time to be able to provide an even greater access, even greater amount of services that they can provide to their customers. The legislature just increased the amount of kind of services that pharmacists can provide in Nevada to now include birth control, AIDS medication. And so we're very happy, and we think that Nevadans will be well served by having more and different access to healthcare than they're not traditionally provided. And that's certainly going to help make our communities healthier and safer in the long run.
All right, let's take a break. We'll be back with Brian Wachter with much more after this timeout.
Each day, the Children's Advocacy Alliance partners with leaders, legislators, and families across Nevada to improve children's health, education, economic well-being, and safety. We recognize Nevada will be no better than the state of its children. Be a part of this change. Be a supporter of the Children's Advocacy Alliance. For more information, go to caanv.org.
Serving Our Kids Foundation's mission is to serve homeless, at-risk, and food-insecure children in grades K through 8 throughout Southern Nevada. During the pandemic, Serving Our Kids has seen a 42% increase in the number of children served, providing more than 4,500 meals to kids in over 100 schools weekly. Serving Our Kids is powered by community support and volunteers. To learn how you can help, visit servingourkids.org.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
The Do It Right guys at Nevada Heating have one mission. Your furnace breaks down today, we fix it today. Why freeze for days while your furnace is down when Nevada Heating can get the job done today and you can get warm again? For nearly 50 years, locally owned Nevada Heating has been getting the job done right. Call today at 323-5585 and we'll fix it today. That's 323-5585 or online at NevadaHeating.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Brian Wachter. He is the Senior Vice President of Government and Public Affairs for the Retail Association of Nevada. So we are in a, I guess, constitutional conundrum here, where the deal at the end of a legislative session was that the increase in the sales tax, et cetera, was going to go away because mining was going to pay an increased amount of money to the state to go towards education. The Secretary of State, Barbara Sagaski, who is no fan of raising taxes, says, you can't take them off the ballot. They're going to be on the ballot. Your thoughts on where we are with this, and could Nevada end up with gaming and a sales tax both going up?
Well, I hate to say that this is feeling like a new normal at this point, Sam. This is the second session now that we have left with sort of this constitutional crisis or question hanging over actions of the legislature. And I think in 21 legislative sessions, several bills were actually passed that bring into question how the statute relates to the Constitution. And I think in this case, the amendment to AB 321 fits in that definition. The Constitution is clear, and I've said so before your program, Sam, and the Retail Association has been pretty clear that ballot questions, once qualified and passed on by the legislature, must be put onto the ballot. And so we would concur with Secretary Sagaski's feelings on this matter. That isn't to say that we agree with either of the questions, Sam. We adamantly oppose and think it would be bad to increase the sales tax, especially given inflation where we're at and an over-reliance on the sales tax. And we think now is the wrong time to be raising taxes on the gaming industry, as they are starting to recuperate going forward. We certainly can't expect billion-dollar returns every month, especially if some of this federal stimulus starts working itself out of the economic system. So both taxes are bad, but the way the legislature chose to try to get rid of them, we think, is unconstitutional, and we hope to see that plays out in that direction.
Okay, so you think this is just headed to the Supreme Court, and how do you think the Supreme Court will look at this?
You know, Sam, I don't know if we're headed to the Supreme Court. We're still trying to figure out what the next steps are and who can take them. I think it's clear that the Clark County Education Association or the Teachers Union, which qualified the questions and put them on the ballot, they've attempted to withdraw one of them. And so I kind of think at this point the ball's in their court as to whether or not they disagree with the secretary. And we'll be interested to see if that happens.
Okay, so do you just worry in general that if somebody is able to qualify something for the ballot, but they don't really plan to go forward with it, that we're going to see lots more of these kind of things every time somebody wants something and they don't think they can get it just by negotiating at the legislature, that they hold a gun up like this?
Well, I think from a purely political standpoint, Sam, and the kind of the political gamesmanship, you certainly open yourself up to kind of that legislative blackmail. Anybody who can get a ballot qualified. And so it's a smaller group of people that can engage in that activity. I think the broader question, though, Sam, is who owns that ballot question once, you know, I as a citizen or you as a citizen or 250,000 citizens agree that that question should be placed in front of either the legislature or on the ballot. And so I think there is a direct political access question. As to how we are engaging in those initiative petitions and ultimately how they end up in front of us. And so I think that's the real question here is, has that spirit been violated as opposed to what could be the political fallout should someone decide to use this for evil instead of good?
Well, and doesn't this just bring up the same thing that I've been hearing for the last 20 years, which is governing by initiative petition is a terrible way to govern?
Well, the Retail Association, Sam, has been steadfast in that principle that taxation or really governing by the ballot leads to results that are less than optimal. When you can't have debate, when you don't have learned testimony, when you don't have expert witnesses, it can lead to worse results. But that presumes, Sam, that same process is taking place in the legislature. And with the amount of changes that we've had to testimony, how to access the legislature, I'm not sure you can guarantee that those debates are taking place there anymore either.
Strong words. We'll be back with Brian Wachter after this timeout.
7 at 7 is available anytime, anywhere.
I'm Riley Smith with your Vegas Golden Knights. Watch 7 minutes of nonstop news from the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Streaming on LVRJ.com and Twitter, powered by the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Events Center in Las Vegas. Host meetings and events on two floors. Stay in luxurious rooms and suites. Unlimited branding opportunities. Regional Italian cuisine by Chef Mark Segrisi. Flexible event spaces. Full buyout options. Visit ahernhotel.com today.
I'm Jeff Gehrman, an investigative reporter with the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I'm your guide for season 2 of Mobbed Up, The Fight for Las Vegas.
You're in with every gangster and hoodlum in the United States.
I don't go for that, Mr. Kennedy. I don't go for that kind of action.
I was on television accused of fronting for the mob.
Subscribe to Mobbed Up, The Fight for Las Vegas, Season 2, today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Penny! Dad? What are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this. Wow! This stuff is great! People are gonna love it!
Yes. Yes, they were.
7 at 7 is available anytime, anywhere.
I'm Riley Smith with your Vegas Golden Knights. Watch 7 minutes of nonstop news from the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Streaming on LVRJ.com and YouTube, powered by the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Brian Wachter. He is the Senior Vice President of Government and Public Affairs for the Retail Association of Nevada. With all the announcements that have come out, in recent days about people either not running for office or they're going to run for a different office. Is term limits the worst thing that ever happened to Nevada politics?
I think it's got to be on the top of the list, Sam. We use it to kind of counterbalance against this idea that we don't have an informed populace, and I think that may have just been a bad assumption. But when you are potentially looking at a 23 legislative session where half the legislature is new, you lose a lot of the ability to pass legislation, but I think you lose just some of the process and the ability to get things done. And so that'll be very interesting to see who actually files, who actually moves, and what those lines look like after redistricting.
And your thoughts on redistricting and how this is going to play out?
Well, I think you've got Democratic control of both houses and a governor of the same party. I don't know that we should be expecting any hiccups, and I think it's going to come out exactly like it's expected to come out. We're going to see maps that are very favorable to Democrats. But to be honest, we have to work hard to get there because the voter base will be turning in that direction anyway, Sam.
Do you think that CD3 and CD4 will end up leaning far more Democratic than being the swing districts that they are right now?
Not having gotten into or having been briefed kind of on what the thought process is, Sam, I think I'll be surprised if we see districts that look too much different like their current districts. I think we'll expect to see kind of a leveling out, but I don't expect to see, you know, crazy redraws that would kind of dramatically change the face of the map. I just think that's unnecessary in Nevada for kind of the majority party to need strategically, and so I'm not sure that we'll see it.
Already, the amount of money that is flowing into Nevada in terms of advertising, especially in the Las Vegas market, just in the last couple of weeks, it has been in the millions of dollars. It's a year and a month away from the election.
You know, Sam, I think these elections are probably, I'm not sure they end at this point, but when you have the federal government being as active as they are and in so many different areas, Nevada having a U.S. Senate seat up for grabs and a 50-50 majority in the U.S. Senate, I think this is something that we should come to expect certainly for the next 13 months.
To say the least. Brian Wachter, always a pleasure to have you on the program, so thank you.
Thank you, Sam.
And we'll be right back.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts, and now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Kenny, Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they were.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. You can do that now these days. We'll see you on the next broadcast.